The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots.
Well, you thought I was going to leave go of the auto industry? No, I'm not done. I'm not close to being done. Ford CEO frankly admits that the car of the future is going to be a surveillance device that you pay to spy on you. The era of financial capitalism is marked by a curious shift in the desire of business world to get out of the business of making things people use and into the business of getting money for owning, extracting, and/or liquidating things. The thing is, this isn't a good strategy. Not only did the drive to build up financial institutions themselves precipitate the financial crisis, remember the tanking of Lehman Brothers in the process, that was the first start of it, and bringing the rest to the brink of extinction, forced to beg for government handouts, but all the real economy businesses that tried to become financial institutions also collapsed in the crisis. GM converted its making car business to issuing loan business and nearly croaked. As a result, ditto General Electric. I think General Electric is hiring back the CEO that they fired before because, well, the company's performance wasn't just up to par. So they changed faces. Now they're going back to the same old face. Now, since then, the extractive model has shown itself to be a loser for business. Do things that people value. Toys R Us was looted into bankruptcy, so was Sears. But the dream of extractive rentalism still haunts the managerial classes. Take Ford CEO Jim Hackett, whose recent Freakonomics radio appearance celebrated his company's shift from the car business to a debt insurance business, with Ford Credit now accounting for a third of the company's profits. Now remember here, let me digress for a second. Remember a couple of months ago, Ford made the astounding proclamation that we're going to get out of building cars. Yeah, we're going to get out of building cars. Excuse me? Oh, we're just going to build trucks. Well, we're going to keep the Mustang. Yeah, we'll keep that. But we're going to get out of building cars. Now, this Jim Hackett, is this Buddy Hackett's brother or something, or son? He's got to be a comedian. Hackett vowed to increase that share by using the leverage he could exert over his debtors to force them to let them spy on him, for example, by doubling down on GM's car radio surveillance, and then cross-referencing this data on data borrowers are forced to supply in order to buy their cars, and with data sets from corporate acquisitions like the scooter company Spin. Sure, I understand that, but that's how it's written. Now, it's funny how these real economy people keep getting taken for rides by the finance Svengalis out there who convince them to convert their making things people need businesses to extracting value at loan point businesses. And every single time they end up at the bottom of the tier of the pyramid scheme, emptying their pockets to benefit the con artist who kicked the whole business thing off in the first place. For the CEO of Ford to announce that he will goose his company's debt business with a surveillance business at the exact moment that the world's biggest debt issuers and surveillance businesses are coming under tight scrutiny and fretting about massive regulation as they head into another 2008 grade crisis is pretty perfect Rust Belt timing. Welcome to the bottom of the pyramid, Ford. Your financial betters will be along shortly to get rich off of you touching enthusiasm and trust. And I'm quoting Mr. Hackett here. We have 100 million people in vehicles today that are sitting in Ford Blue Oval vehicles. That's the case for monetizing opportunity versus an upstart who maybe has, I don't know, what do they got, 120, 200,000 vehicles in place now? And so just compare the two stacks. Which one would you like to have the data from? The issue in the vehicle, we already know and have data on our customers. By the way, we protect this securely. They trust us, Hackett said. We know what people make. How do we know that? It's because they borrow money from us. And when you ask somebody what they make, we know where you work, you know. We know if they're married. We know how long they've lived in their house because these are all the credit applications. We never, ever been challenged on how we use that. And that's the leverage we got here with the data. Not making anything anymore, folks. And if you notice what companies have been doing, bigger companies, more solvent companies have been eating up the less solvent companies. Now, how much longer must this circus continue? And folks, we're really not built for massive swings, are we? We like our repetitive dullness. Get up, go to work, work Monday through Friday, mow the lawn on the weekends, maybe take the kids out, you know, for whatever. And we used to call that pretty boring. Well, now life is nothing but a white-knuckled ride. You don't know if you're going to go off the cliff in the next 10 minutes or you're going to be on firm ground. Or should I say ground rather than being in midair. And we all know where gravity takes us. So, that's the good news. That's the good news. Oh, before I depress myself, let's move on to something else. 800-313-9443. We will open up the phone lines. And by the way, this migrant caravan. George, you might be a billionaire, but Mr. Soros, you're sorely lacking in one thing: understanding human nature. You like to start stampedes, that's for sure. You like to fund them. You like to sit back and watch the chaos that you caused. I would find better things to do with my money, but that's Mr. Soros. But what's very interesting here is in Mexico, people in Mexico are telling these caravan migrant people, get the hell out of here. We don't want you either. From the Western Journal, hundreds of Tijuana residents congregated around a monument in an affluent section of the city south of California on Sunday to protest the thousands of Central American migrants who have arrived via caravan in hopes of a new life in the U.S. Tensions have built as nearly 3,000 migrants from the caravan poured into Tijuana in the recent days after more than a month on the road. The federal government estimates the number of migrants could soon swell to 10,000. U.S. border inspectors are processing only about 100 asylum claims a day at Tijuana's main crossing to San Diego. Asylum seekers register their names in a tattered notebook managed by migrants themselves that had more than 3,000 names even before the caravan arrived. On Sunday, displeased Tijuana residents waved Mexican flags, sang the Mexican national anthem, and chanted, "Out, out," in front of a statue of the Aztec ruler. whatever the hell his name was. 1 mile from the U.S. border. They accused the migrants of being messy, ungrateful, and a danger to Tijuana. They also complained about how the caravan forced its way into Mexico, calling it an invasion. Here's the Mexicans, folks. Pay attention. The Mexicans are calling it an invasion, what they witnessed on their southern border. And they voiced their worries that their taxes might be spent to care for the group. Is any of this sounding familiar? Wow. We don't want them in Tijuana, protesters shouted. Juana Rodriguez, a housewife, said the government needs to conduct background checks on the migrants to make sure they don't have criminal records. A woman who gave her name as Paloma lambasted the migrants, who said she came to Mexico in search of handouts. Let the government take care of them, she told reporters. Most of the migrants who have reached Tijuana via the caravan in recent days set out more than a month ago from Honduras, a country of 9 million people. Dozens of migrants in the caravan have been interviewed by Associated Press reporters, have said they left their country after death threats. Mm-hmm. But the journey has been hard, and many have turned around. Alden Rivera, the Honduran ambassador in Mexico, told the AP on Saturday that 1,800 Hondurans have returned to their country since the caravan first set out on October 13th. And he hopes more will make that decision. We want them to return to Honduras. Honduras has a murder rate of 43 per 100,000 residents. Sounds like a Chicago statistic. Similar to the U.S. cities like New Orleans and Detroit, in addition to violence, migrants in the caravan have mentioned poor economic prospects as a motivator for their departures. Per capita income hovers around $120 in Honduras, where the World Bank says 2 out of 3 people live in poverty. Yeah, the bankers help the Hondurans out as well. The migrants' expected long stay in Tijuana has raised concerns about the ability of the border city of more than 1.6 million people to handle the influx. While many in Tijuana are sympathetic to the migrants and their plight and are trying to assist, some locals have shouted insults, hurled rocks, and even thrown punches at them. The cold reception contrasts sharply with the warmth that accompanied the migrants in southern Mexico, where residents of small towns greeted them with hot food, campsites, and even live music. That's because the Tejanos down there understood they're going north. Smile and wave, give them a sandwich, pat them on the back, and kick them out of town. Tijuana Mayor Juan Manuel Gastelum has called the migrants' arrival an avalanche that the city is ill-prepared to handle, calculating that they would be in Tijuana for at least six months as they wait to file asylum claims. Gastelum has appealed to the federal government for more assistance to cope with the influx. Mexico's Interior Ministry said Saturday that the federal government was flying in food and blankets for the migrants in Tijuana. Now, the officials there converted a municipal gymnasium and recreational complex into a shelter to keep migrants out of public spaces. The city's privately run shelters have a maximum capacity of 700. The municipal complex can hold up to 3,000. Now, some of the caravan had diverted to other border cities, such as Mexicali, a few hours to the east of Tijuana. Everywhere on Sunday, a group of 200 migrants headed north from El Salvador, determined to also find safety in numbers to reach the U.S. President Trump, who sought to make the caravan a campaign issue in midterm elections, used Twitter on Sunday to voice support for the mayor of Tijuana and try to discourage the migrants from seeking entry to the U.S. Trump wrote that, like Tijuana, the U.S. is ill-prepared for this invasion and will not stand for it. They're also causing crime and big problems in Mexico. Go home. He followed the tweet by writing, "Catch and release is an obsolete term. It is now catch and detain. Illegal immigrants trying to come to the USA, often proudly flying the flag of their nation as they ask for U.S. asylum, will be detained or turned away." Now, aren't they going to be in for a shock if they do get in this country and the economy falls apart here? Oh, what are we going to do then? And how do we house and food and clothe them? I don't know. Why don't you ask the Brain Trust out in California how well they're doing with that little project? You know, I read a story the other day, folks, that was in Los Angeles. They're saying that they got 90,000 homeless people in L.A. 90,000. In other cities around there, they've got homeless rates that are absolutely through the roof. Now, this is not being covered by the national news. Why? Because, well, they're the sycophants that they hide reality from you, folks. They don't want to give you proof positive that their happy little dreams are turning into shattering nightmares. This is amazing. By the way, I got a call from Dan Sutterfield, and he said, you know, John, he said, I've been thinking about this. He said, I've only had 3 or 4 people respond to this. He said, why don't we cut the membership to $400 and see if that will spur interest? Okay. Now I'm going to have to cut all those commercials. By the way, I got an email from a lady that claims that she's not going to listen to the network until January because she's tired of hearing these ads about FrontSight and that it's demeaning for me in this network, and she just can't stand it anymore. Wow. I won't bother to read you the email that I wrote back to her because I'm not a big emailer, folks. I hate typing. I hate keyboards. And I think really what I really hate, what's really at the core of this, is I just hate the technology and what it represents. And who's using it for what purposes. I'm still the guy that thought the telephone was the best invention ever made. And everything else is just faster and more intrusive and data collecting. And, you know, if you had one of those funny little things with that receiver on it, if they had one at their end, you could pick up the phone and talk to anybody in the world in real time. And ever since that day, things have gone to hell. Oh, technology? Yeah, great. What's technology being used for? It's being used against us. Now, I have noticed this story over the last week, and I finally opened it up. And this, our little revenueing friends, you know, the guys with the shiny little badges and the force continuum. If you don't cooperate in the right way, you make the wrong move out there, you just might get yourself killed. Well, this one is almost beyond belief. An innocent grandmother, she's jailed for months because cops mistook cotton candy for methamphetamine. I am not joking. You can't make this stuff up. From the Free Thought Project, Monroe County, Georgia. I guess the IQs, the oxygen has been sucked out of the atmosphere down there. An innocent grandma, Dasha Fincher, was kidnapped by police and thrown in a cage for months. Not because she did anything wrong, because police couldn't tell the difference between cotton candy and methamphetamine. Now, this innocent new grandma is going after the police who did this to her, as well as the company who manufactures the dangerously inaccurate tests cops used to take her freedom. This horror movie for Fincher started back in New Year's Eve of 2016. A day this innocent mother and grandmother says she'll never forget. I'll continue on the other side. Did I give out the number? Yes, I did. 800-313-9443. Yes, I did. You're just trying to make me think I'm old and I'm losing my mind. Yeah, I've got your number, buddy. My producer. We'll be right back. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
By the way, a little side note here, Steve Elkins and his mother are listening to the show tonight. I just wanted to give you a little shout out. She just recently lost her husband. And folks, that's, what can you say about that? I'm at a loss for words for it. But heal quickly and come back. Steve will be, I understand, back on Sunday, I do believe. And yesterday, on yesterday's program, didn't have Steve, and I thought, you know what? Most people didn't hear about California and the new California. They're trying to start a new state out there, so I decided, hey, let's rerun that. So they even listen to that yesterday. So now back to the dear lady here that got trapped by the cops. They found the cotton candy in the floorboard of her car. As the video shows, the police bag claimed was meth was an obvious bag used to hold cotton candy. It looked nothing like Ziploc bags and other tiny bags meth is usually found in. It would be like cocaine dealers selling coke from a purple Crown Royal bag, I guess. Now, the cotton candy was blue, as well as which is atypical because real meth is clear or white. And only drug dealers looking to be like Breaking Bad add blue tint to their product, which is highly uncommon. Still, however, This innocent grandma to be accused of trafficking a large quantity of blue meth in a cotton candy bag that looked like cotton candy. As Fincher noted, Deputy Cody Maples and Deputy Kevin Williams asked her what was in the bag. When she told them it was cotton candy, they didn't believe her. According to the incident report, these expert drug recognition officers claimed that based on packaging and crystal-like feature, Corporal Williams tested the substance. The officers then used the highly faulty field test kits, which have been known to produce false positives repeatedly. Predictably, the cotton candy falsely tested positive for drugs. Fincher then became one of the many women and men to suffer horrific fates at the hands of negligent cops and their continued use of faulty field drug test kits. In fact, tens of thousands have been convicted and served time, even earning the black mark of a felony on their records for crimes they didn't commit, according to a report, because the cases against them relied on horribly unreliable field drug test kits. So prone to errors are the tests. Courts won't allow their submission as evidence. However, their continued use by law enforcement, coupled with a 90% rate at which drug cases are resolved through equally dubious plea deals, needlessly ruins thousands of lives. Now, Dasha Fincher is one of those people. As WMAZ reported, this innocent grandma was put in jail for more than 3 months. Fincher said the judge set her bond at $1 million. In March 22nd of 2017, GBI lab tests came back and said there were no controlled substances confirmed in the sample. While in jail, Fincher's daughter miscarried a baby and could not be comforted by her mother. Also, Fincher missed the birth of her twin grandsons. My daughter had a miscarriage. I wasn't there for that. My twin grandsons were born. I missed that. I want Monroe County to pay for what they did to me. However, if history is an indicator, the only people to pay for locking up an innocent grandma for cotton candy, guess who that bill found? That's right, you and me, the taxpayers, once again. Sadly, Fincher's story is extremely common and happens every day throughout the U.S. The standard $2 field test kit manufactured by the Safariland Group have been proven to be unreliable and, according to the manufacturer, should not be used as a standalone test for convictions related to drug possession. Oh my God, don't tell the district attorneys that. Studies have shown how everyday food, spices, and medicine tested positive in field drug tests. In one experiment, scientists even discovered that air could set off a false positive for these tests. And according to forensic resources, the director of the lab, recognized by the International Association of Chiefs of Police for Forensic Science Excellence, has called the field drug test kits totally useless due to the possibility of false positives. In laboratory experiments, at least two brands of the field testing kits have been shown to produce false positive in tests of Mucinex, chocolate, aspirin, or oregano. Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, Ph.D. chemist and former FBI lab supervisor, has also voiced objections, saying that he has no confidence at all in these tests. According to the National Litigation and Public Privacy Organization, the Innocence Project, at any given time there is an estimated 40 to 100,000 innocent people currently locked up in cages in U.S. prisons. And over the years, the Free Thought Project has reported on countless stories of odd things creating false positives in field drug tests. We've seen people put behind bars for possessing things like drywall, glazed donuts, crackers, kitty litter, and baking soda. Now we can add cotton candy to the list. I'll give you the report right after we get back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ho, homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Here's the video that accompanied. This is from Channel 13, WMAZ, on the woman that had the misfortune for liking cotton candy.
A woman is suing Monroe County after a wrongful arrest because a roadside drug test falsely labeled a bag of cotton candy as methamphetamine. Sabrina Burst joins us in studio with more details.
Lori Daisha Fincher spent over 3 months in jail and says she'll never get that time back. Daisha Fincher says December 31st of 2016 is a day she'll never forget. She says deputies with the Monroe County Sheriff's Office pulled her over and searched her car.
They found the cotton candy in the floorboard of the car.
She says Deputy Cody Maples and Deputy Kevin Williams asked her what was in the bag. She said it was cotton candy, but they didn't believe her. An incident report says based on the packaging and crystal-like feature, Corporal Williams tested the substance.
The lawsuit says that day when deputies pulled Fincher over, they used the kit similar to this one to test the cotton candy for methamphetamine.
This is what they tested, so she was put in jail for more than 3 months. Fincher says a judge set her bond at $1 million, but in March of 2017, GBI crime lab tests came back to say that the substance was indeed cotton candy.
I want Monroe County to pay for what they did to me.
So Fincher filed this lawsuit Thursday against Monroe County, the two deputies who arrested her, and the company that manufactured the drug tests. Prosecutors dropped the charges against Fincher in April 2017. She says she missed major life events while locked up.
My daughter had a miscarriage, so I wasn't there for that. My twin grandsons were born. I missed that.
She says the situation has made her a bit paranoid, but she's happy to be back with her family.
Because I never want to go through this again.
She's grateful to have her freedom again and wants to see this lawsuit through till the end. Lori, back to you.
Thank you, Sabrina. Fincher's lawyer says the defendants have 30 days to respond to the suit after it's served.
Yeah. Dan Sutterfield. Hello, Dan.
Good evening, sir. How are you doing?
Fair to Midland. A little bit chilly down here in Texas. They're protesting climate change. Nothing's being done over in London, and 6,000 people crowded onto a bridge to protest.
Well,
but the news is already out. We're going to have a really cold winter down here in Texas. It's because, well, the lack of sunspots. But
I heard that.
Yeah, but that's not going to stop the climate change people from trying to control, regulate, and tax everybody. No, it's not going to stop.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, we had pretty much a late fall day here in Missouri today. Missouri, excuse me. Hey, John, I heard you break. Is that the first time you broke that information that we're dropping the price on the lifetime memberships?
Yeah, which means I've got to go in and recut the commercials that are already on the air. Which one lady said she's not going to listen to the network because it's so demeaning? And I'm, you know, I emailed her back and I told her something. I lifted a line out of the Jack Nicholson movie, that you can't handle the truth.
Can't handle the truth.
Well, and I basically just told her, you know, I am committed to what I'm doing. I'm going to continue to do what I do. And why are you criticizing the manner of which I'm doing it? I would much prefer that you just said thank you and we're on your way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's a lot of repetition, but I just think of it as when I see an old friend and I shake their hand every time. Even if it's just 1 or 2 days later, I hum along with your theme song, your break music. I can recite most of them, and it's just, it doesn't bother me at all. We're friends, you know. Come on.
Well, it's, you know, and it's, you know, I'm doing this because it must be done. I really, it's arguable that I have an option. I could choose to do it or not do it. That's true.
That's true.
But if I really love my country and I want to see it from totally falling on its face, and I want it rebuilt for our lives, literally our lives, then I've got to do what I've got to do. So don't criticize me in the manner in which I'm doing it. Unless you got a big fat check you can write this network, I'll shut up and I'll pull the ads. But in the meantime, just be on your merry way.
I've got one other little thing. I might have mentioned it in a text I sent you, but I've had enough people ask me questions that I had to bone up on some of this stuff. Not that I didn't want to be. I just couldn't think of everything with my, you know, what I knew. And that's, you know, in your spots, you talk about pick a beneficiary, pass it on. Well, mm-hmm. That's 100% true, but it even is a little bit better than that. If you go once, and you've got all you possibly need, which is almost absurd, or if you go 10 times and you think, you know, I physically can't go anymore, I'm too weak, I don't feel good enough, I think I'm as smart as I'll ever be, whatever the reason, if you choose not to ever go back, you don't have to die to pass it on. You can pass it on right then. So if you think you've got your bucket full of training, by golly, pass it on right then. I didn't realize you could do that. Somebody said, well, what if I go 5 times and I end up in such a physical condition I couldn't return? Can I pass it on? And I thought, gee, I'll ask them. So you call up Front Sight and ask them. I've always got a human to talk to there. There's nobody puts you on hold for more than 15 seconds. I mean, it's amazing. They're very personable, and they explained it very clearly. I said, well, is there a transfer fee or anything? She said, absolutely not. So it don't get any better than that. Use it. If you only go once, you're ahead of the game. Money-wise, I mean, you ought to go a few times, you know, to get your training up to, you know, good enough to come out on top.
And Dan, let me interject this. You know, people that think that they know all there is to know about shooting and all that stuff, they get out there and they start enrolling in some of these classes. What they're quickly going to realize is I'm not as bright or I'm not as competent as I thought I was. And I don't want to underscore this, but I guess if somebody really wanted to get a membership, the commander membership, and go out there and take the training classes and go, okay, well, I think I'll just pass this on to my friend.
You could do it.
They could do it.
Absolutely. Now, and that friend can pass it on to his friend.
Well,
it never dies, John.
Well, and I'm here to tell people, you know, this woman that moved to Hungary from Texas, she called it Texas. She moved from Kentucky to Texas and then to Hungary. And I told her, I said, you know, at least I'm not on the outside looking in. I'm in the fight. I'm in the fray. And I don't plan on leaving the country and then bitching and complaining at the people that have the moxie to stand up. It really irritated me. I had to really think about this one, and I had to calm down a little bit before I responded to this woman. I thought she was a shill. So I emailed her, and there was no response for a couple of days, and I just emailed back, no response, ? Oh, then I got a response back. Well, I'm not a shill. Well, you might as well be, because you just pushed all my buttons. And Dan, I don't want to use fear porn like a lot of people have used, but I'm telling folks out there, while the getting is good, you probably know this one. What did the Green Berets do during the Vietnam conflict? What were they over there to do?
John, my ignorance is sticking out all over.
Okay.
I'll listen.
They were over there to train the South Vietnamese on how to fight and be effective fighters. That's what they were there to do. And I have told people that the best thing that you could do, your group, send a representative of your group out there. Train up on everything that he can absorb, everything that he can get competent at, and then turn around and train others. This point seems to be missing on people. It's like somehow that we're just going to go through some bad times and everything is going to right itself, and the ship of state will sail a new course. Somehow everything's going to magically fix itself. And I'm here to remind people, Dan, that this might come down to some knuckle-dragging, good old fighting, of which I do not want to see, but I don't want to be ill-prepared when it happens. Now, I'm speaking from somebody that's ex-military, that helped start the militias in this country, that understand what the Second Amendment is really about, and the founders didn't put that in there just on a whim. And they didn't put it in right behind the First Amendment in case you lost that, which we have. Just ask Mr. Suckerhead or anybody that manages a social page anymore. The revolution has started. We didn't start it. But we're going to have to finish this one.
I think you're right, John. And I'm not looking forward to that either, I'll tell you.
Well, I'm not either. And for as much as I've been involved with, I didn't want to do it, but it was necessary. I had to do it. And I'll continue to do it. But here's the news flash for today, folks. Not going to cost you $500. $400 for this membership that you can give. You can will this to other people. You don't have to die in order to do it. Dan, give out your phone numbers once again and your
Absolutely,
email.
Absolutely, John.
And your email.
All right. The landline is 573-762-2356. landline, 573-762-2356. My cell phone is 573-465-2356. Cell phone again, 573-465-2356. My email is Dome, D-O-M-E, Dome Dan, at hotmail.com. And you can call me anytime, day or night. I don't know what your schedule is or where you are on this planet, but when you're ready to call, you call, I'll talk to you. Don't wait around.
And this,
get this thing going.
This may not be the Christmas gift that you want to see underneath your Christmas tree, but let me steal a tagline. It's a gift that's going to keep on giving.
After you take one class, you might not be grinning externally, but you'll be grinning internally. You'll be so glad you did what you did.
Dan Sutterfield, I thank you, sir. I appreciate,
thank you, John.
I appreciate your efforts.
We're trying to make this as affordable as possible without just stuffing it down people's throat. We don't want to do that, but for goodness sake, folks, take advantage of this. There's nothing like it. And I appreciate it, John.
Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
All right, sir. You know, maybe I ought to get into the porn fear business. I can't even get it out of my mouth. The people have to be, in order to get them to be moved, you got to scare the crap out of them. Is that the idea? I got to adopt AJ tactics here. You know, it is what it is, folks. I'm not making this up. I didn't ask for this, but I'm here to tell you that I'm in for the long haul. Whatever may come, in whatever shape or form that it comes in. You know, I've seen a lot of reports on people that, they just killed themselves. Yeah. Coroner's reports that if it weren't so serious that you had a corpus delicti toe-tagged in some mortuary someplace, it would almost be funny. The November 1st death of Daniel Best, he's a pharmaceutical executive from Bay Village, who led U.S. Department of Health and Human Services efforts to lower prescription drug prices, has been ruled a suicide. Officials in Washington, D.C. said last Thursday. Police say Best was found unresponsive near a garage door exit of an apartment building in Washington, D.C.'s Navy Yard neighborhood at 5:25 a.m. on November 1st. It was pronounced dead by medical personnel who responded to the scene. The city's office of the chief medical examiner on Thursday said Best died from multiple blunt force injuries and ruled his death a suicide. They wouldn't release any further information. In announcing his death, HH Secretary Alex Azar said the 49-year-old former CVS Health and Pfizer Pharmaceuticals executive agreed to work at HHS out of the desire to serve the American people by making health care more affordable. He brought his deep expertise and passion to the task with great humility and congeniality. All of us who served with Dan at HHS and the administration mourn his passing and extend our thoughts and prayers to his wife Lisa and the entire Best family at this difficult time. He is survived by his wife Lisa and 3 children. Now, I immediately thought this, folks. First thing that came to my mind. The drug companies don't want their prices reduced. They want their profits up there. Could it be that one of these pharmaceutical people sent out a willy wet teen guy to off this fella? Because, you know, folks, I've seen suicide. I understand the motivations. I understand when people take their own life, but it's the first time that I ever heard that somebody beat themselves to death. Try it sometime. You sitting down right now? try punching yourself in the face as hard as you can and see if you want to do it a second time. I don't think so. So this guy died of blunt force trauma, and he beat himself to death. You know, my Christmas wish is on December 26th when I wake up. All this is just a nightmare. I have been dreaming all of this stuff. Ever had one of those dreams? You wake up and you swear to God it was real? But in this case, you wake up from a nightmare, and the nightmare you're waking up to is the nightmare is the reality of it. That people, once they hear the term of crime and corruption and all this stuff, it doesn't really seem to have the meaning that it once did. We used to be appalled by this. Now we expect it. Where do you think all this is going to go, folks? You got some nutbag out in California that said they want to take guns, and if they resist, maybe we can use nukes on the population. This is somebody that's a seated government official, for God's sakes.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5. There's no collusion in the world, folks. Well, PayPal bans YouTube competitor BitChute. PayPal has reportedly banned the free speech-focused startup BitChute for unspecified violations of their term of service. BitChute released this press release. A few hours ago, BitChute received a notice that our PayPal account has been permanently limited with immediate effect, and that we'll no longer be able to accept or send payments. The notice included the following information. The user agreement for PayPal services states that PayPal, at its sole discretion, reserves the right to limit an account for any violation of the user agreement. Including the acceptable use policy, this decision seems to be final, although we will try to appeal. PayPal's acceptable use policy, you can actually find it in the story. If you go to the story on Republic Broadcasting, you can actually read their acceptable use policy. Now, BitChute has had a PayPal account for a couple of years. We've used it to settle payments and receive subscription payments from supporters, along with other discretionary payments. It is our belief that it is our stand against the current trend in censorship that has resulted in this action. BitChute is politically neutral, and we have a diverse community in interest and backgrounds. We require that users only upload legal content that complies with our terms and community guidelines. We carry out moderation to remove all content that breaches our terms and community guidelines, including but not limited to videos from terrorists, child abuse, or pirated videos. Now, such censorship moves on the part of big tech, and they're wondering why they're tanking. A big tech not only stifle alternative voices, but serve to entrench the dominant market players and squash their competition. This is the exact situation antitrust laws were created to prevent. The FTC and the DOJ need to get off their lazy rear ends and act on this. Now, there's no collusion here. Just move on. So YouTube bans everybody, or the people they don't like. So, you know, situation abhors vacuum, so BitChute comes up. Said, hey, okay, we'll do what YouTube used to do, only we're not going to be the bullies throwing everybody off. So what does PayPal do? Turns around and bans them. You know, do they not care? I think this is the case with Facebook and Twitter. They don't care. They don't care that this is hurting their profits. You've seen what YouTube has done since it deplatformed everybody. Now they're monetizing. They cut the monetization of people in their websites or videos that they would post on YouTube. And then YouTube turns around with a vengeance. Go to YouTube now. Try to watch any video. You get pounded with commercials, some of which are 30 seconds long and you can't skip forward. And if you try to skip it, it'll take you right back to the commercial and you're going to watch it anyhow. Some you can stop this in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 seconds and you can skip the ad. But the way this is turning out, YouTube is monetizing for their own benefit after they've cleared the playing field of those undesirables. Another day in the life of the empire. How's it working out for us? That'll do it for us today, folks. Take advantage here. Give Dan Sutterfield a call. Time is marching on here. We only have 4 or 5 weeks left to do this, and we just reduced the cost of it. So, take advantage of this. God help us if it comes down to the point we've got to fight for our very lives. At least you're going to be in a position that you're going to be able to do it and really mean it. Thanks for being here. We'll see you tomorrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy Clean is $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the Energy Cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the Energy Cleaner. Now, I offer, for me to you personally, a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.